tonight, God's word, please, in Acts chapter 3, because I'm speaking tonight on the subject being ready for a prayer meeting. Last Wednesday night, it became a burden on my heart that we seek the Lord about how we can perhaps be more ready when we get to church on Wednesday nights. What could happen in us that would make us more effective in prayer when we get to the prayer meeting? And so in Acts chapter 3, this is what was made real to me in my heart and mind. And I trust that this will bless you and strengthen your life. Being more prepared, being ready for a prayer meeting. Acts chapter 3, verses 1 to 10, and then chapter 4, verse 4. One day, Peter and John were going up to the temple at the time of prayer at 3 in the afternoon. Here's two men on the way to a prayer meeting. Now, a man crippled from birth was being carried to the temple gate called Beautiful, where he was put every day to beg from those going into the temple courts. When he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for money. Peter looked straight at him, as did John. Then Peter said, "Look at us." So the man gave him his attention, expecting to get something from them. Then Peter said, "Silver or gold I do not have, but what I have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." Taking him by the right hand, Peter helped him up, and instantly, the man's feet and ankles became strong. He jumped to his feet and began to walk. He went with them into the temple courts, walking and jumping and praising God. When all the people saw him walking and praising God, they recognized him as the same man who used to sit begging at the temple gate called Beautiful. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. The rest of that story in that chapter is the crowd that gathers because of what happened, and the message Peter preached about the death and resurrection of Jesus of Nazareth. And then it says in chapter 4, verse 4, many who heard his message believed, and the number of men grew to about 5,000. All because they wanted to go to a prayer meeting. So not only what can happen when we get here on Wednesday nights, but something the Lord does on the way, on Wednesday afternoon. So this is the way this struck me in my heart. Number one, two men in unity and purpose went toward a prayer meeting. They wanted to worship and pray. They prepared for the prayer meeting. They made a decision to go to the prayer meeting with faith that something good would happen to them. They were full of the Spirit of God on the way to the prayer meeting. They were some of those who had waited on the Lord until the power of the Spirit of God came upon them, as Jesus said it would. You shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you'll go be witnesses of me in your hometown and throughout the world. Full of that Holy Spirit. Someone said to me after service last Wednesday night, my husband and I used to fast for one meal every Wednesday and getting ready for the Wednesday night prayer service. These two men had been with Jesus. If fasting a meal on Wednesday helps you draw closer to Jesus, something greater will happen when we get here on Wednesday night in prayer meeting, to the glory of God. In fighting this fight against the devil and what he's doing to people, we will be more effective against him because we've been with Jesus before we ever get to the prayer meeting. If the power of the Holy Spirit wants to move through us in power, we'll be more ready for that when we get to the prayer meeting. Can you say amen? Amen. Secondly, they were being asked along the way to the prayer meeting for help. Think about that man for a moment and where he was. Jesus had been in the temple many times. That man had been taken to the temple every day to beg. Jesus would have passed close to that man a lot of times, but apparently that man never asked Jesus for help. At any rate, he hadn't been healed yet. Maybe Jesus left him there so that the miracle would happen at the time when 5,000 men would be added to the church, plus wives and children, no doubt. And so here they are, seeing this man in need, and he asked them for something. So he needed somebody to care. So before you ever get into the prayer meeting, who needs you to care for them? What will make you more ready as you get there? Some of you are together on Wednesday afternoons for a while in the Heritage Praise Singers. You're hungry for God to move in that way. Well, we had our last rehearsal today until the fall of the year, didn't we? Because this is our citywide praise gathering Friday night. Some of you eat together before Wednesday night service. There's something the Lord may do to touch a life. Well, that's just one thing I drew out of this story. Peter and John were willing to say, here we are. Look to us. In other words, get ready. Expect to receive something. We've been with Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. The Lord knows our desire, folks, that when we get in here on Wednesday night, we want to have been with Jesus to the point that the reality of his presence and what he wants to do and the move of the Holy Spirit to accomplish it will happen when we get here, and we want to be available. We want to be ready. We want to see what he'll do. We believe he wants to do something good for people. Amen. So then it says they gave the lame man help in verses 6 and 7. They spoke to him. They said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk. And they reached out their hand and took him by the hand. And at that moment, God did something. And the power of the Spirit of God changed that man's ankles and feet. And it says strength immediately. Immediately, the end of verse 7, instantly the man's feet and ankles became strong. Now, it says later on, it tells us he was over 40 years of age, and he had been lame since he was born. So you know hundreds and hundreds of people had seen his ankles and his feet as he sat there begging. And all of a sudden, his ankles and his feet become strong. The power of the Spirit of God is just as real tonight as it was then. Right here, right now, the Spirit of God did something there that gave the gift of healing or the working of miracles for that particular man's needs. In 1 Corinthians 12, it's the plural of healings that the Spirit of God gives the gifts of healings as he will. The gifts of healing or the working of miracles. And so the Spirit of God, having Peter and John available, having them ready to stop everything and just want to be a help to this man, God cooperated with them, and instantly the man's ankles and bones received strength. The man's feet and ankles became strong. So it closes by saying, the man, the way it's worded, it says, Peter helped him up. That's okay to give some help and see what else God will do in addition to the help we can give. Peter helped him up, and instantly the man's feet and ankles became strong. He jumped to his feet. He began to walk. He began walking and jumping and went with them right on into the temple courts. And people saw him walking and praising God, recognizing who he was, and they began ready to hear, how did this happen? The more that happens, the more people will be asking you, tell me, how in the world did that happen? And when you tell them, and the Spirit of the Lord convicts them, then they will want Jesus and they'll want to be baptized in water and be discipled to Jesus Christ. So the crowd gathered, they listened to Peter, and the number of believers grew. So how do we close this? Whatever pleases God tonight as we close, we want it. If you need a miracle, ask for it. And we will address the need in the name of Jesus. And we will see how the Spirit of the Lord works with us for strength to enter you. So who is weak in here right now? We had some to stand earlier. Maybe the Lord has already given you the strength you needed or the answer you needed. If not, and you believe that this word is for you tonight, we're going to say, look at what we're saying, and we give you something in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Receive your strength. You don't even have to walk up here. You could begin to feel something in your body right now at this very moment. The Spirit of God can do it any way He wants to in here. But if He wants us to take you by the hand or anoint you with oil, that's fine too. So if you can't tell that the Lord is already healing you or making you strong, and you'd like to have us close this service tonight by taking this word from the Lord and applying it to your life, then we will minister to you now. I believe the chorus when it says, Jesus is here, all things are possible. Jesus is here. And so I'm going to invite you, if you want prayer, to step out and come. Let's all stand now. And as we begin to sing this chorus, if there is a work that you would have the Lord do for you now at this point in the service as well, I invite you to come as we sing it.